As they drew closer to the city center, the signs of the previous night's mayhem became more frequent and more striking. Most of the windows were shattered, and many of the buildings were blackened by smoke or completely gutted by fire. The street was pockmarked with craters and covered with the burned-out husks of speeders lying on their sides. Most of the dead had been carted away, either by friends or Imperial cleaning crews. But there was still the odd body slumped in a doorway or half-hidden under a refuse pile down a side alley. When they finally reached the Citadel, there were no sentries standing by the entrance at the top of the stairs.
"If we run into anyone, let me do the talking," Scourge whispered as they mounted the steps.
They were only a few meters away from the entrance when the door flew open and half a dozen of the red uniformed soldiers spilled out, armed with blasters and electro staffs.
"You are in violation of the Imperial curfew,"
one of the soldiers informed them.
"Surrender your weapons and you will be escorted to a nearby prison facility."
"You fool!"
Lord Scourge spat at the guard, his voice rising with arrogant indignation.
"Do you know who I am?"
"Only those explicitly authorized by the Emperor are permitted on the streets,"
the soldier replied, his voice wavering only slightly.
"I need no authorization. My name is Lord Scourge, and I demand a meeting with the Emperor."
From the reaction of the soldiers, it was clear they recognized the name. No doubt every member of the Emperor's Guard was aware by now that Scourge had been the catalyst for the Emperor's sudden purging of the entire Dark Council.
"We will escort you to him,"
the leader replied, lowering his weapon.
"But the others must wait here."
"No," Scourge said. "They will come with me to speak with the Emperor in person."
The soldier seemed on the verge of denying the request, and Revan mentally prepared himself to unleash his fury, but at the last minute, the man relented, at least partially.
"Follow me," he said. "I'll ask the captain to meet us outside the throne room. She will decide whether to allow this."
Revan was impressed by Scourge's performance, not to mention relieved. On his last visit to Dromund Kos, he and Malak had learned everything they could about the Imperial Guard. Though not attuned to the Force in the classical sense, the elite soldiers had a connection with the Emperor, allowing them to draw strength from the dark side. They were formidable opponents, even for a Jedi. He'd feared they'd have to fight through dozens of the guard before reaching the throne room, giving the Emperor ample time to prepare his counterattack. Now, however, they had a chance to take their adversary by surprise. They were led down a twisting maze of corridors, along a winding journey that Revan remembered from his last visit to the Citadel. He and Malak had followed the same route, led by a guard they had bribed for access, completely unaware that they were being led into a trap. It was possible the same thing was being done to them this time as well, but Revan didn't think that was the case. The guard who had betrayed him and Malak had met with them numerous times before, leading them into the Citadel, no doubt reporting back to the Emperor after each visit. This time, however, events had moved too quickly and too spontaneously for the Emperor's patient hand to be behind them.